No, look, they're not
Sit
even going to
on
have any
this pool
trouble
like a
getting here.
bumblebee.
How's that?
When it gets here, it'll be more of a circle.
Not easy.
It's not easy to take down next to there. Exactly. Well, it's more. Be
Yeah.
okay. Any additions, comments? Oh, I don't have the agenda. Is there an extra agenda? An extra function?
Here's you have anything?
Well, barely got me down today. Anything we need to add or press on? All right. Consent agenda items. Reviewing the minutes. I thought they look great.
I think they look fine. Solid library of video.
I have no juice with them. Dini, I really like your minutes. They're readable and
Scintillating.
scintillating.
Perhaps we should do it as a dialogue.
There we go.
I think the plot
We
of a
can read it
mystery.
aloud.
That one of those things, like, tragedy with time that becomes funny? What we consider mundane, give it a couple 100,000 years, and then all of a sudden it will be really interesting.
Hello.
Home through the minutes. 2025.
History classes will be looking at the trustees' meetings.
Analyzing the word choice.
That rubble with all the written material on
That's
the. I don't
right.
really show character development.
That's right. Okay, is it? No one has any comments or changes. We can go to the treasurer's report.
That's one of the range stuff.
Yeah, that's there's one genius. Do you have one?
I got
Okay.
one.
Okay.
Give them all away. Okay.
Take away, girl.
And I think I ironed out most of my problems, but I have one problem left with the when you throw that bag for a moment. The operating fund, which according to the printouts has been stuck at that same figure for about 3 months, which seems weird, but depending where she shifts the money, that is possible. But I go in and do the But what this is each of these reports has a summary, and then it has a detail report. And if I can't make heads or tails of what she's done with the summary, I go into the details report and I add the details, and I subtract the details. That is working. But the operating fund represents how much of what we have is actually on hand at the moment. And it seems to me that that ought to change from month to month as stuff goes in and stuff goes out, but
It doesn't.
that's what it's been showing, this 3,600. So, but anyway, the rest seems to be working. So, yeah. I go on the programs fund and the summary looks weird, but here's 100 in and 580 out, and I take 480. The whole thing is down 480. So, as long as the ins are ins and the outs are outs, and what the summary is doing. Doesn't matter that much, but I have yet to go find out why the summary is doing odd bits. And our it's a dog. Yeah, the unexpended annual budget, of course, is going down a bit as expected. I don't think there was anything remarkable. Again, the fundraising thing at the bottom, no fundraising during October. We had months ago, we had big donation. This month, we had a another donation. Those showed up. So. But with no fundraising, so the thing at the bottom was not increasing.
And we're about to send out our end of the year appeal letter. So hopefully we'll see fundraising come up a little bit. Or
It can't go anywhere
donation.
else.
Does it go donate? Is it do called donations when we do an end of the year appeal, or is it going fundraising? Fundraising is more like.
Yeah, that'll be donations.
Okay.
Things,
Fundraising is more like
fundraising, yeah,
book sales.
book sales, bake sales, raffles,
Yeah.
things that we go out and do to earn money, so to speak.
Okay. Let's turn off. Okay. Any questions for Carl? I guess if we could figure that out, the that library operating fund question would be helpful. But if everything is seems with its on track, seems fine.
And the capital improvement fund, of course, does not change. And the checking account does not change. So those, when they show no change, that's as they should be. So.
And the capital improvement fund is the grant money. Any word about whether or not
The
the town
grant
will be
money
doing
plus
that?
the interest we got from having it in CD. Yeah.
Will the town be putting things in a CD this year? Is any indicator?
I haven't heard any.
It's
When did
usually a
she come
June.
around with it last year? Was about
They're
December.
working on their budget right now.
Yeah, I
So
think
my guess
last year
is they'll
was
be
December, early
discovering.
January that
Yeah.
she came around with
Usually
that.
when.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm expecting that decision being related to their budgeting conversations, which, like
Yeah.
us, they're starting to begin as well.
Okay. Okay. Library directors reports.
Should make a couple some context for a couple of the things that were in the report. So we did notice next Monday, the 17th, will be the Vermont State Libraries Bicentennial. The Department of Libraries is marking that. They had on the meeting last week to talk about it a little bit. I'm not sure how much news coverage it's going to get, but the Vermont State Library is turning 200 years old on the 17th. It's kind of a unique little trivia fact. We did have
What, how many years?
200.
Whoa.
And I think probably the big thing to fill you all in on is for the last quarter century, probably, our library has worked with one distributor, one wholesale distributor. They've provided us a discount. They take care of when a book comes to us, it comes covered, ready to hit the shelves. Largely unexpectedly, they've gone out of business. They went bankrupt in the last 4 to 6 weeks. So they're closing it. The surprise came. We knew over the summer that they were being bought out by somebody else. There was supposed to be a merger. The company was still essentially supposed to remain solvent. It was supposed to continue functioning, doing what they were doing, just under a new ownership model. And then, I don't know, it was the beginning of October. They said on a press release that they were eventually going to go out of business. So that's sent. It's been one of those things that has a lot of reverberations. So I had on order all of the Autoweight, the Playaway books, the kids collection that we had with that grant money. like essentially that order was discontinued. So we didn't lose the money, but
We didn't get the books.
we didn't get the books. And since we got a discount through that supplier, if we just went and set up, if we just essentially went and bought them on our own, we wouldn't get nearly as many books. So we've been kind of playing the game of setting up accounts and getting things reestablished with new vendors to be able to kind of offer us a similar service. Well, the grant execution there, we did talk to them and let them know that we kind of hit a big hiccup here. They were familiar with it and they weren't worried about a delay in us getting a reporting into them. But and I think how you'll reckon, I don't know if you recognize or not, but when we do our Department of Annual, the Department of Library annual statistics every year, we use the Baker and Taylor platform to upload those statistics. So all the public libraries across the country were using this distributor's online platform to do all of our online statistics submissions. We're still going to be doing that, but there's kind of uncertainty about how they're going to get things set up to kind of make that work. So that is, yeah, it's a big surprise. It's a big change. So there's obviously a little delay here and new books coming in. That wasn't the only place we got folks from. I know we have quite a few other vendors we work with, but in terms of the discount they provide, in terms of the services they provide and the processing and the books, yeah, I mean, it's tough to beat. So, yes.
That's sad to hear that somebody that was dependable is no longer able to do what they did.
And
as far as this, the reporting of the statistics, is that something the state is handling, sorting out? Like,
statistics, we'll still be able to. I mean, we have the numbers aren't going anywhere. Like, we have the data. It's just going to be the reporting piece. And so, yes, there's kind of a conference of representatives from every state that gets together throughout the year and talks about what might need to change, how they're planning, if they're expecting problems. Like, even though we only see it once or twice a year, there are people who work on that throughout the entire year. So there've been conversations, talking. Everybody is committed to making sure that the data is still collected one way or the other. That's not going to change. But I think it's just kind of the actual process itself is up in the air at this one time.
Why did they go that bankrupt, you know?
We didn't do it.
It wasn't us. To Dottie's point about them being dependable. Yes and no. I mean, it's been since the pandemic, their service has been,
Spotty.
yeah, it's a good way to put it. I think just like all the other news we're hearing, they were struggling with staffing. Part of the reason it felt like it was more, let's say temperamental, but spotty on our end was because of the processing. So if we had people working in the warehouses getting books ready to go out the door to libraries as they were purchased. So it has slowed down over the last handful of years. I think there's not that many. We're set up now with Ingram, which will provide largely a very similar service to what Baker and Taylor had done. There's another one, Brodart. Brodart put up a flag that they were only going to take customers who place orders of a minimum of $50,000. So they think everybody's just, yeah.
That's when all the libraries get together and place one big order and sort it out.
Well, maybe it's not so far from Jeannie's play last night and the last library in the world. It was right here in Rockford.
We do kind of do that, Dottie. We do. The Vermont Department of Libraries works with the Massachusetts Higher Education Purchasing Consortium. So the discount that we got with Baker and Taylor was essentially like through that. So if we sign up with an account, which we did with the new vendor Ingram, as an MHEC vendor, then we can get discounts because there's so many of us coming together, essentially committing to buy, that we look like we're attractive and that there'll be enough business that it makes sense for them to kind of chip a little bit off the top to help us.
Interesting that at Roxbury's library would look like it's a big spender.
That's how, like I said, the Vermont Department of Libraries has definitely been the spearhead behind that effort. And so every library in the state is able to participate through that. We have to get set up, but regardless, no, it is a nice opportunity for us, and we've been able to use it in other capacities as well, getting discounts. So,
Make sure you're ready to explain this at town meeting if somebody sees this and they go, "What's this? Are you buying $50,000 worth of books or something?"
what did I go?
We're just waiting for the new shelving to be put in
and the addition.
Exactly.
We thought you'd give us the money.
know how did you remember Kevin Unrath, the gentleman from the Department of Libraries who helped us with our strategic plan in the beginning. I saw him not long ago, and he's working in Williston now. And he said they're going out for a bond this year to put money into really updating their facility in Williston. And he has said that their shelves are so full, like they're to the point now, they've grown so much that it's one for one. Every book that comes in, a book has to go out. You
Oh.
know, we're pretty much in the same place too, but I don't see us taking a bond out. I mean, that problem.
Right.
Yeah, I understand that. One to come in, one has to go out.
What did you say? What was some?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
Yeah.
yeah, like otherwise the building will fall down kind of thing. It's like the balance.
They've grown so much.
I have a couple of bookshelves I need to get rid of. Are you needing any
Oh, we can
bookshelves?
only have 49 people in here, but is there any law about how many books? So, yeah.
As long as you can get through. But,
yeah.
That's when you put the middle line, a middle row between the others, and people just have to squeeze around.
And then they can talk between the books.
It would be
Do
harder
they?
though to have a meeting like this.
It, you
Yeah.
couldn't. Yeah.
I don't think I've been in the library since I redid in the library at Norwich. Do they have movable stacks?
Not movable. I don't think so. But I don't know. I have not been in the stacks at
Maybe
Norwich
for
since I retired, to be
no,
honest.
yeah, not for a while.
Now, some libraries, especially academic libraries, they do like the stacks, like the shelves will be out into the room like this, perpendicular to the
Yeah,
walls.
yeah.
Yes.
No, like it's like motor. So like when you get to the edge of the shelf, like you push the button and they all slide that way. Like they all, so there's literally at only one point in time.
Oh, it's like moving suits in a closet.
Yes. So there's only one point in time that you have space to get between shelves. So you don't have, you haven't
What about if
locked,
you get crushed?
right? You haven't locked.
I was going to say, you want to watch how
You haven't lost any
There's
space.
skinny people
You can
there.
still get the book you need, but you're not giving up all that dead space between all the stacks.
Space.
But
That's a
anyway.
good thing they did it now because a couple of times my dad, who's reading there all the time, got overlooked at closing time
Oh, yeah.
and they locked him in and he had to get out on his own.
Yeah.
I'd get out.
It's like every
Well,
bookworm's
going out is okay.
fantasy.
You
Yes.
can't get in from the pocket, but you
Thank
can still get out.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if he had got folded in the moving shelves.
Yeah. But anyway, that's not a very inviting library environment. It's definitely
Yeah.
warehouse, commercial, just, yeah, natural
Yeah.
life. So it's, no, I think the only thing I'd point out, we did have a good run of programming in October. Trunk or Treat, I don't think I did compare it with other years, but it was one of our better attended years. There was almost 90 people in attendance
Wow.
at Trunk or Treat this year, which was nice to
Game
see.
time.
Yeah. The event in, excuse me, West Brookfield went well. There was a little bit of, the weather was a little bit questionable, but by the time it got dark, the sky had opened up, the clouds had moved away, and yeah. I think we did see it was a good mix of people. There were people from this side of town, people from that side of town, people from both sides of Brookfield, and then a lot of people that nobody knew, which were some people who might have pulled up from like maybe Randolph or Braintree. So like I said, there was only maybe 36 people there, but it was a good mix. And so I think overall we were happy with that success, and we had committed to the idea of maybe doing something else again in the spring or summer. That space, the West Brookfield Meeting House, isn't, there's no electricity, so there's no heat. It's fairly basic. I don't think they do much with it in the wintertime. So not an ideal location for programming outside of normal comfortable temperatures.
Well, the
Yeah.
service description says a lot right there.
Yep.
Oh, it's great.
Don't think there's too much else to chat about here. That was kind of a good run through in the last month or so.
Any questions for Ryan? What is the current status of the RVS collection still picking away?
Yeah, I haven't been cataloging much. No, it's mostly because it's a pain to get in there. I have a key in my pocket right now. I grabbed it this morning because we just have stuff that needs to be moved around. I need to get some of the books that are in there and move them around. But yeah, but not being able to get into the space. And it's not that it's a big burden, but it is kind of a pain not being able to just jump in there and grab things, especially working with volunteers and stuff. So no, it's
So you're getting books from them.
kind of like we did at the community center, we rotate books around. Like the majority of our Thanksgiving books right now are in boxes over there, and I need to get them over here before it gets any farther into November. So we kind of rotate things around based on what might be happening seasonally, as well as just moving stuff kind of randomly.
Well, hopefully it's just a few more weeks. We'll see.
Before it gets exciting.
Right. Okay. Anyone have anything else, or could we have a motion to accept the consent agenda?
I move to accept.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. There were no additions to the agenda. Is there an audience?
Nobody on Zoom.
Old business strategic plan updates.
Well, the financial group has met once. And Carl, do you want to fill us in on the discussion we had? Do you want me to share the preference?
No, you go ahead. I had two notes somewhere, but I don't seem to have them with me.
On this paper. So Carl, Jane, and I met.
You were writing everything down. Somebody.
I wrote it.
Okay.
I did, but I didn't bring it down.
Okay. Again, so that group had been tasked with the idea of working forward to kind of minimize potential financial duress or financial uncertainty for the library in the future to help ensure that we have solid financial footing without the mercy of the economy, without the mercy of taxpayers, just trying to do our best to make sure we're lined up well financially for the library's success in the future. When we had first met, we had talked about the idea of maybe pursuing an endowment or setting up something for a long-term funding source, which is obviously a big project, a lot of money that's going to take a while to implement. We did briefly chat that even though we don't necessarily have an opportunity to make a lot of money or to really offset our normal operating expenses with large amounts of donations coming in to fund us indefinitely into the future, we could do a better job with the money that we do currently have sitting in our donated funds, the programming funds. Maybe working with the financial advisor to come up with, you know, a CD investment rate, to doing something different with the few investments that we have, to kind of start moving that direction in small steps rather than just kind of waiting around until that $1 million drops out of the sky and sets us up for long into the future.
Do we have a sense of the amount we spend on programs per year relative to what we have? Like if we have a good idea of kind of the... Yeah, I mean, that's
well,
sort of what you're saying. Yes.
The programs have been sort of holding steady around 10,000, give or take 1,000. Mm-hmm. So whatever we're making is what we've been spending. And let's see, fundraising.
Fundraising
for the year. Let's see, we had 1,300 in July this year, and we did the summary a while back of what we did with a raffle bake sale and book sale total somewhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever that is, that's about what comes in and that's about what goes out. We tend to maintain it.
Like I said, and we do have a few investments right now that we would typically see a couple hundred dollars of dividends. I do more evading me every year, and it's like, so there's a chance that we could do a little bit more to kind of maybe think about what where that money is going and how we're using it. And
that was the addition I was going to make to the agenda, but
on your $2 proposal.
Oh, well, no, we can mention that, but for next time then, since we've already gone past additions to the agenda. A while back, we authorized me, I think, to put our stock in street name, let Edward Jones manage it, which he said he would do for free since we're a library, even though we don't meet their size requirements. And that must be somewhere in the minutes from several years ago, but I don't know where, so next meeting can we authorize that again?
So I had
Okay.
I haven't had a chance to look, but if I don't find it before we get to the next agenda planning session, we can add it
Okay.
in.
And I remember that
Yeah.
conversation, so I know.
Do you have, how do you go looking for something like that? Is there something, does a word search of the
I
minutes
haven't
that
set
are
up
on the
any, I do
computer?
have them set up in the files that I can search by. So I
Okay.
just search all the minutes to see it.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. But, yeah. Well, that was one of my brainstorming ideas that Brian mentioned. It's a Tom buys it for $1 and doesn't want it. We could offer them $2 for it
For the building.
and
Cool.
give them a 100% profit. Use it for storage for 5 years because we're a municipality. And then go ahead and sell it.
What
The old school.
Oh, the old school. We could buy it for the theater.
Which, when I thought of it, was pretty much tongue in cheek, but I wonder if there is some possibility there. Who knows? But we still have not found out whether the nasty chemicals are leaking out of the building materials.
Testing,
nobody do that last week.
the testing has been done. I think it takes some time to analyze it, and the closing hasn't happened. It should happen around December 1st.
Until business savings assess.
So we're going to have the closing before we find out.
No.
No.
Sounds like we
We will find
will
out.
find out before the
We'll find
closing.
out before.
And I don't know what the final purchase and sales agreement was, if there were contingencies of any
So
kind or
if it's a
anything.
negative result, then.
It sounds, I mean, again, I can directly ask, but it sounds like the town will take ownership of the building regardless of the test
Okay.
results.
Yeah.
It's that the testing has to be completed in order for them to apply for any remediation,
Right.
and they have to own the building before they can apply for remediation. So
Wow.
I think they're working on a particular time.
There's a law that says you have to apply for remediation before you buy
It sounds
the
like,
building.
yeah, the testing, they need test results before they can apply, obviously, and
Yeah.
they need to own it before they can apply. So I think they just everything has to go in a certain order. It doesn't make total sense to me. So
That's what they've been talking about for forever now. Like that's what the holdup has been, is this the sequence and
yes.
yeah.
And if there's no remediation needed,
And anyway, we
we
have a PNS and we're gonna buy it, whatever. As far as we understand it
as
at the
far as we
moment.
understand.
The way the school district had talked, it didn't seem like the school district would sign on to a purchase and sales agreement that it was somehow contingent, like it was sold
Right,
as
they
is.
either
I mean,
buy it
it's
or
them.
don't.
Like I said, there's lots of,
Yeah.
yeah.
If you're going to put that contingency in there, we'll sell it to someone else. The message.
Yeah.
So, well, that's an interesting tongue-in-cheek off-the-cuff proposal. It hadn't even occurred to me, but okay. So, any other financial subcommittee notes to report other than the cogs are turning
And
to think about it?
I don't think we thought of any particular other ideas. We talked for quite a while.
So I think that was largely it. It was just
Yeah.
maybe starting to do better or more intentionally with what we have and kind of start building that way of like thinking more about where the dividend money is going to go, what we can rely
Right.
on, how we can start building more into kind of relying on those pieces.
Sort of missed that right before this when you were talking about the dollar and the library building. Does that belong in this? I don't know where to put that information. Or just there was also this included discussion again of the school building.
Well, I guess that's our part of our committee reports.
Okay, all right, good.
As far as other strategic plan updates, I know part of our plan was to measure progress in certain areas, and I imagine the annual report we file with the Department of Libraries would be obviously the basis for that data. But my proposal would be to not think about that kind of stuff until maybe just before town meeting, so we can create some kind of like, and here, look, you know,
Sure.
this is what we've accomplished through this plan. So I think that was pretty much it. In that department, unless there was something else we were planning on talking about.
No, because I think the financial side was the only one that was kind of ongoing till at this point.
I think I'm very interested in support.
Moving on, or did you have more?
On the letter in the interim ends up with the fall appeal letter will include a defined financial goal for the fundraising to support. And what is that going to be?
Yeah, we had talked about that when we first met in September, whatever it was. And then.
We moved on to the financial appeal, though.
So, do we have a specific goal we want to mention? No? Do we want to create something?
The same as all the other letters you get in the mail. Have you got any more?
Got any?
I can't remember if it did get mentioned in this particular round about anything about like what is the status of sort of the state and federal library funding? Because I know they there was a bit of a kerfuffle there
It's
and
uncertain.
it's uncertain. I'm wondering if we don't include just a sentence like that.
No, it will be. So the majority of the Vermont Department of Libraries funding comes from IMLS. And yes, it is. They did.
Hamstrung.
The money was allocated, but I mean, we all know it feels very uncertain right now, and it's not guaranteed. And there is a sense that their operating budget might not be what it should be. So. So that would not be inaccurate to report.
Might it could be a little more might not
that
And so they are expecting, it's not as bleak as it was back in April or May. But at the same time, nobody's feeling good about what might be happening in the future and whether or not some of those funds might not be able to actually get. And so, like I said, that does directly impact us because they offset things. If they provide us money, and so there would be, even though we don't get, even though the state doesn't support our library, like lots of states do, we still do get resources. We still do receive financial support from the Department of Libraries. Like those databases that I sent you to on college applications, Heidi. Like that's heavily subsidized by the state. So if their money goes away, we wouldn't be able to, it would be way too expensive for us to be able to provide that service without the umbrella of the state. So things like that, we would see a direct impact too.
And when you do the appeal letter, instead of putting like a dollar amount, could you put a wish list so people could say, well, gee, I'd be willing to fund this part of it, but not,
25.
yeah.
A donation of $25 will get X amount of kids' books,
Yeah,
or you
because
get
I think
five.
people would be much more focused on giving money
That was kind of
without
the.
adding up, you know, the total that we need, and say, oh, you know, we need all that. And yes, we do, because.
That was kind of the idea behind that point was having something concrete and tangible to say, this is what we're working towards.
Yeah.
This is why we're asking you to, if you're able to chip in X amount of dollars, it will get us
Right.
this.
Yeah. Okay.
You're right, that is something that's a pretty common strategy with I think the letters is that this is what you're going to do. This is what you're going to be able to provide people with that $5 donation or whatever.
Mm-hmm. We put at the bottom, P.S. If you don't give us this money, you won't see this, you won't see that, you won't see that.
So do we want to revisit the annual appeal letter and consider adding a kind of, like, this is what $25 will get you?
Is that something?
That's an easy thing to add. Currently, did you read Jane's letter? She did send it round.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you?
I have not, but I
neither, no.
Always thought Jane
I read it.
Perfectly
it
fine with me, so.
Okay.
Did I?
James,
did
I don't
did
know.
I think I sent it to you.
I'll double check if I hadn't seen it, and I was expecting you guys to bring it today. So maybe.
And I have to say that currently both Jane's printer and my printer are out of ink and will not print without, for some reason, I can't print black and white even without a color ink cartridge. So that's my fault, and I'm going to Staples today to get the ink.
We put that up. We need, I think I sent you $100
I need to do something.
I
just think I
missed
it. I was very happy when I started it up again.
So what I would propose doing is we come up with a sentence right now that indicates state and federal funding is uncertain. And so, you know, we really look to you are supporters for help or something like that.
Yeah.
And then either like a little slip that says, or another page, because Jane's letter does fit all on one sheet very nicely. I did think about adding just the single strategic plan kind of graphic that had the three circles of our goals and strategies as also a way of promoting work that we've been doing. And it would be easy to add something that has what, you know, X number of dollars helps fund in the library.
So it's something you would work on that you would work on.
We could do that. I could probably turn that around this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So that. But the question is, do we have to meet to vote on something like that, or do we could?
Not really. We're
no.
not. It's not board business. You're not making a decision about operations of the library. No,
we could just send it around by email and people could say, yeah, this looks great, or
yeah.
change this. And okay. Well, does that make sense to do that?
Sure, it makes sense.
I mean, how do people feel about our funding for important services comes in part from the Department of Libraries through the IMLS.
Mm-hmm.
Which
mm-hmm.
has an uncertain future.
With the
sounds good.
I've been talking about it so much. It was a rescission bill, right? Isn't that what they called it? When they didn't give the money that had been previously approved by Congress, it was a rescission bill, right?
I didn't spell rescission.
RECISION.
No,
not too much. Recision, only
recision. Recision. It means recut,
right?
Mm-hmm. Two S's. There's up there. That's right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do we want to dive into the? I could look and maybe cut some of the text language that's come off the Department of Libraries on how much to clean it up, but I think that general theme is all we need. And you could specify, even though our operating budget is not directly supported by the Vermont Department of Libraries, they provide us a lot of services that do offset, that do, excuse me, they provide our library a lot of resources that supplement what we're able to provide the community.
And then should we, such as
The databases, the access to interlibrary loans, the support.
Okay.
You could make it much more visual on the back. So if you sit here to the second page with the strategic plan, essentially, right, quick cheat sheet. I mean, you could make this piece kind of show what you're blocking here. And then, like, you would have your dollar amounts, 5, 25, 50, 100, and more. This is what you get with those dollar amounts. Make it much more visual rather than.
You could sort of make it like, when stores do advertising of sales,
I would just say here as a sort of a caveat, when I get fundraising letters, if they're too long, I just, it's either like if I get something from the food bank, yeah, I'm going to send them money. Otherwise, I think, people who, I think that having something like that, having that much information is good, but probably that's for people who were going to give us money anyway. I don't want to be paying.
You're 100% right.
You're
So, I would, not
That's
work.
why
Not
that's
break your
why
hearts
we
doing this.
right. That's why I make it short. But if this is if this one
But especially if it's on the back, I think it would be good, and some people will be delighted for that. So, but.
So if it really does stay graphic and visually based rather than a whole lot of text, it would probably be fine to have that second page in there.
Okay.
It's a
I don't
space.
think we need one of these little critters with big eyes and a sad expression on our face like the hungry kids at the food bank.
Well, that's
We could just
visual.
picture Molly with her,
With a book in her mouth.
yeah, with a book and with a little tear in her eye,
Even
because she's so emotional. Like, well, that's the look she gives. What, no treat? Oh.
I just saw the big sign that said, "Help."
Okay, well, let's do that, Ryan. I'll look for some sort of language from you. Try to put that in a kind of visual, and maybe, a couple different, like $25, $50, $100, what it would do for the library in 1 year. And then I'll send that around probably by Sunday so that we can, and we'll have fresh ink and Jane and I
We have been taking.
I have paper and envelope from last year. Okay.
You're all welcome to print here.
Okay.
It's not how far all the time, too. Like, don't. Well, it's only black and white here, but.
And then we are sort of kind of committed to doing those things if we get that money.
But if it's buying books, if it's sponsoring a program, it's right.
Not that specific,
We're going to
but
be doing those things.
Yeah, it's not that people are sending in a check and saying, I only want this to purchase $100 worth of children's books. It's that their donation of $100 can
Expand the collection of children's books.
So unless they're mailing that slip back to the check box saying I want my donation to go toward them,
There are
then
some
I do feel
libraries
obligated to do
that
that.
do that. They'll call it like fan clubs and stuff. And so, like, it would be cheaper for you to donate the money to buy every James Patterson book comes out to us than it would be for you to buy yourself all the James Patterson books that comes out. Well, I mean, whatever. But so, like, you could be, if you really like James Patterson, want to make sure they all show up, you could be like what do they call it, the fan club for the James Patterson books. And $100 donation is going to guarantee that at least four of James Patterson books would. It's like libraries will put that out. Like they're not going to let patrons dictate which books overall, but if people are willing to commit to supporting that, we know for sure that there's going to be money coming in for us to buy these books, and yeah, why not?
Specific.
Right, so they're asking somebody to support that. So it's the collection development authority still stays at the library, but it does give people something, again, tangible to think about what their donation is going to go to. But
that,
anyway.
That sounds like more organization.
No, it's kind of inside. But
well, yeah, it is. That's the thing to keep track of.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I was just thinking of something else as I was sitting here looking at the shelves of books. What if every couple of weeks you just took all the books off one shelf and you put a sign with a dollar on it?
Holding the books hostage?
Well, no. Not really, but just the fact that if people came in and they saw, oh, there's a sign of $50 here, but the books aren't there. But it is holding the monster.
Say, well, this gives you an idea of what it costs to develop a collection.
Well, and it's also important for the community to remember, like right now we're talking about buildings this and value that and like money.
Mm-hmm.
We're surrounded by a lot of money. Like collection is valuable. Like there is a lot of financial resources in this space right now.
Okay.
Do we have insurance?
Oh
yeah. Okay. I'm sorry thinking.
Disaster. Okay, so the plan is I'll work with Jane. And Ryan, with that language of creating a single page annual appeal letter that includes a statement, certainly about the question about uncertain funding on the federal and state level.
Both sides of the paper.
We'll print both sides of the paper and make sure we have envelopes and all that. But I'll send that around hopefully by Sunday night.
I can get the list.
Mm-hmm.
And how many copies are we talking, Ryan?
Ooh.
Have we revisited our list?
I didn't look at it before we opened today.
I think we have a few days to look at it, but in the past we've done 30 or 40.
That feels 35, like 36 usually comes to.
I feel like there are additional.
Maybe this year. But so far, usually it's usually 36, 37, nothing there.
Do we ever, I don't know if this is a privacy violation, do we ever look at the sort of frequency of patrons and determine the list based on that, or is it based on prior donations?
It's based on, well, prior donations is a big one. And so if you've donated in the past and we have contact information, you get stuck in the contact, the fundraiser contact list. No, we don't target patrons specifically because it feels like, and this isn't just like our library, but in general, people feel uncomfortable about asking. It's almost like you're asking for a membership fee. So it gets a little bit murky and it just feels like it's just better not to go down that road. You probably could and people probably wouldn't mind. But it does feel like a blur. It does blur some of the relationships. So no, when we have spent time updating the list in the past, it's been going through the phone book, going through the grand list, it's been through, you know, but we have, there was a period of time where we did a better job trying to reach out to businesses, which we haven't done in a while. So again, I think there's definitely an opportunity to revamp that list and get more names from Roxbury, reach out to other folks surrounding, be a little more targeted with who it goes out to, but
and I've been all in favor of looking at the business listings that are on the town website and adding a few of those, if not all of them, to the list. It seems, have we ever done a front porch forum post for the end of the year appeal?
No.
So does that feel out of character or out of something?
Maybe not. I don't know. She's the only time I go to front porch forum is to post to the library. But I feel like the Hunger Fever Munch shows up on there, doesn't it?
Yeah. think a lot of you show up.
I feel like I have seen postings from nonprofits looking for donations, right? If others want it, can't hurt.
And that seems like once we get a link finalized, to just copy and paste the letter and do a front porch forum post. And
the only thing I wonder about that, someone obviously Hunger Free Vermont probably has an online donation portal. So it's easy to just click and you click and everything just kind of happens magically with the computer. We don't.
Right, it requires a little more effort.
Yep. Which, not saying that people wouldn't, but that would be the only maybe barrier that we might see if we don't have an online donation system.
How hard would that be for the webmaster to put something like that up there? Well, I mean, you, but didn't we have our guy redo the...
I could ask him... Nothing to be able to think about. There's funny stuff with the donate buttons. Not to think about it again. Some
wouldn't you have to have a PayPal account or some sort of account?
That's what I was trying to remember. I thought I know libraries have different takes on. I don't remember. I'll have to think about it some. Yeah. But,
I mean, again, if
yeah, we could
as a way of encouraging donations, and if our job as the trustees is to do the some fundraising for the library, it seems that you know, asking those questions and how to make it as easy as possible.
That's not call me crazy, but I feel fairly safe in saying that online purchasing and online buttons to send your money away probably aren't going away anytime soon. So I guess I haven't thought about it in a long time, but it's not a bad idea to revisit. Sure.
Yes, I feel like in terms of investment in time and energy, that I know 1 year we did self-addressed stamped envelopes to send out with our appeal letter, which I don't know, are we going to do that this round?
Yes.
But that, you know, it's good for our post office. You know, but that also does take.
It doesn't take that much.
Right. If we're talking about 40 people, it doesn't take much time. But if, you know, if we were to put something on Front Porch Forum and it goes out to, you know,
reaches much further.
It might reach a little farther and might get some.
And we did for a while. The biggest business donors were from Northfield, not Rockbury. You know, and Chouinard's were still involved with Chouinard's. We ought to, yeah, there was a few years they provided a very generous gift out of the blue. Yeah.
Okay. So I think I would add that to our things to think about in the next week. And then if we did decide to do the Front Porch Forum post, who would do the posting? Is it weird to have it come from the library director, or should it come from the trustees?
It'll probably come from the trustees. Yeah, at the top of my head, that feels like that would probably make the most sense.
Yeah.
And kind of keep the lines clear that,
as in the definitely.
With the brown line there?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I can shoot Rick an email and just ask him.
Yeah.
Or no, the button for the donation.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then I'll.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go back through my notes and think about. It's been years since I thought about it. I don't remember what the sticking points or what the messy pieces were.
Yeah, there's, you know, themes and what have you.
Right. Yeah, I just remember, a handful of years ago, there were people that felt apprehensive for a really good reason about not doing the online donation button. I just don't remember off the top of my head what that was.
Yeah. Again, not wholly committed to that, but I do think the Front Porch Forum does make sense.
Well, some people think, but will my credit card be safe? Or my, you know, that,
right.
Which is why I think the PayPal has become, you know, popular, because people will have their relationship with PayPal. That's where their information is. So it isn't available to just anyone. So you just do PayPal and then PayPal takes care of it and you just pay PayPal.
I read recently, the gentleman who started eBay in the late 90s, his wife had some like really weird niche collection hobby. Like she collected like weird porcelain dolls, like just really
No,
very,
Pez.
were they Pez dispensers?
Pez
Yeah,
dispensers.
Is that?
That's
Believe
even
that was
weirder.
it.
And that's what he,
Right.
that's why he built eBay, was to provide an opportunity for that community to be able to buy and sell and trade things. So the joke is, with his success, his wife is able to have a lot of
A building for them.
yeah.
Right. Oh. Okay. Well, I don't wanna stay on this too much longer. I just wanna understand. We're doing the letter. Ryan's gonna look into talking to Rick about the PayPal button. Whenever we come up with a friend's annual appeal letter or however, whatever we're calling it, do people feel okay if I post it but attach all of our names or Jane posts it
I'm
on board
okay.
forum once we okay. So we can do that and
Also, do we want to put a letter inside the one with
oh,
the
an envelope inside. Okay. Well, maybe we see how long our list is. And Ryan, you were gonna maybe look at the list one more time and include maybe some businesses or other folks. Okay. All right, moving on. Library director annual evaluation. I sent that round. Did everyone get it? And
When did you send?
a couple of days ago, Tuesday,
I
maybe.
probably just haven't caught up to my email in the last few days.
Okay.
3,000 emails.
Okay. Do you want to read it and get back to me? Because again, I couldn't print it out. So I can, once you, I heard from Jeannie and Jane and Gaudi, I didn't hear from you, but I'm assuming.
It was for me.
Okay.
As usual, I'm fairly confident that I won't find anything I disagree with in there, but
Okay. Maybe just let me know and then
we'll do.
What about it? Are we going into executive session?
I don't, it sounds like we don't need to because no one has any comments. But if people are okay, then once I hear from Carl, then I would print it out and bring it down for Ryan and his sign. Was that, do we need to vote on that? That's official business, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
But if you're not discussing it, then there's no need to go to executive session.
No, but I mean, do we need to vote that that's
the process?
I think historically they have.
Well,
Yeah, probably. Okay.
if you haven't read it, we can't have that vote.
Yeah.
I
Or
mean,
we can
we can,
not
you would
kind of
abstain.
diminish, but.
But
Okay, but what precisely are we voting?
it's to accept the library director's evaluation.
Okay. Yeah, I think we could vote on that.
Okay. Motion to vote on the library director's evaluation.
Without them having read it.
Mean, you guys are all
Well, we discussed
goody
it.
two
Yeah.
shoes here.
Well,
Do you
that
think,
just was.
well, no, I mean, it's just,
We have a quorum.
do you think
We do have
everybody,
a
right?
quorum. We're getting two shoes.
Okay, so I'm just going
If
to
you go to
break.
all the select board meetings, you go all like all the meetings happening all over the place. Not everybody's showing up, having read everything, and
That's
having
right.
done.
Okay.
So the approval does not require going into executive session.
No, because I don't think anyone has any. There's no, so far, there hasn't been any contest to what I've written.
Yeah, I mean, I was there for the discussion, so.
Yeah, so I feel confident that
Unless
I.
you did something wildly different than what we
Okay.
discussed, which I don't suppose you did.
Okay, wait, I don't know. Just gotta
No, I think we've
reframe
it's okay.
Well, then we have to go into executive.
No, no way.
Okay. So someone has to make a motion to approve.
Is that you, Carl? I heard you move. Okay.
Did you make a motion?
Thinking to myself what the motion should be, but okay.
I can second it.
You haven't heard it
You
yet.
haven't heard the motion yet, Katie.
I started to just mumble it out. And so I was distracted. It's most of what I hear is mumble. Good.
Basically, I move we accept the report as written by the chair on the evaluation of the director. Now you've heard it.
I've heard it clearly.
I'll second it.
I'll second it. I already seconded it.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Okay. Carl's abstaining.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, did that throw you for a loop?
Oh, I'm so easily looped.
Moving on to the new business. Fiscal year 27. Wait.
That feels old.
I said something to my wife about that, and she's like, 27? Yep.
Wait, what? Oh.
Fiscal year 27.
John.
It's also just so weird that
27
doesn't match up. Okay.
Yeah. And then, so again, just a quick review of the timeline. So by the end of December, beginning of January, we need to have a finalized budget to go into the town before it can be voted on by the voters. So we're definitely in the very preliminary stages of making final decisions, but just kind of moving that direction and making sure that we have a good sense for what our budget is and if there's any major modifications we want to make to accomplish something in FY27. Mm-hmm. I did meet with Jane and Carl. We chatted very briefly. From the staff side, we don't have any big initiatives. We don't see any big organizational needs to really change what we're currently working with. I think for the most part, we've been hitting the majority of the line items pretty close to where we needed to be. We're not expecting, the only thing that might change would be electricity because of the solar panels, which would probably end up being trivial at the end of the day. So we would get too into the weeds in terms of whether or not we should reduce or increase electricity rates, but or not rates, but line item. So I think unless the board was feeling like there was something with library services or library operations that's really lacking that we might want to think about financially. And we're proposing a fairly status quo now operating budget going into FY27. Yeah, so that's, does everybody have, did you get the sheet that had the summary? I didn't send it out digitally, but there is a copy here.
Which one? This one?
It is, yeah. Yep.
And it leaves the material out from the image?
Largely, yes. The substitute position is, we haven't posted to rehire, but the substitute position is what you call budget neutral. So since we don't have, I'm the only person who gets any type of vacation, so I'd be the only person who would be paid while not being here in this space.
Mm-hmm.
But typically, so if the substitute works, somebody would have paid then anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's just a different person getting paid. So by having the substitute on the payroll, it actually doesn't impact the budget at all because.
Right.
Again, it's still very kind of high order at this point in time. And again, it is, people were yelling complaints, we didn't have enough James Patterson books or we needed to redo the floors or like whatever. Now's the time to kind of think about this big thing. But I guess from the staff side, we weren't anticipating too much changing from what we did in FY26.
Would it be possible the next time we have the discussion to put actuals in? Which we usually do, I know, but Especially because that's what they want in the town report too.
Sure.
But it looks totally, for the most part, totally level, except for salary and health insurance, obviously. But, you know, consortium dues have gone up $6.
The only thing that I am still exploring, debating a little bit, I talked with Jane and Carl about this. Our postage expenses have gone up. I mean, every year they've gone up.
Yeah.
One of the things the Department of Libraries does provide, to be kind of an ironic scenario, they used to use some of their IMLS money to offset ILL costs. So they used to give every library X amount of dollars based on how many ILLs they sent out. Sometime, maybe like 2019, I think, they finally got what's called the courier system off the ground. So they used all that money instead of going to individual libraries to help subsidize a van driving around the state delivering books between libraries. To date, it hasn't made financial sense for us to participate. It would cost us more for less service, essentially, at the end of the day. So it just hasn't made sense financially. But with where postage costs are, how many books are mailing, postage costs going up again, if we're starting to kind of flirt with that number, and I'm going to reach out and talk with the ILL director of the state and see if kind of where the numbers really are falling and whether or not it might make sense for us to jump on board with a courier for the first time.
Figure 700.
It's about 700.
Yeah.
And we're at 650 for postage. But some of that postage covers other things too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's where it's kind of the tipping point, because like I said, if there was another library that's on the courier, we would pay to mail those books. So it's not perfect. Like it's not as good as it should be, but like it's just been the numbers and the money game for everybody. And yeah, so we'll see. That is something that I am still possibly, and it wouldn't be, maybe it'd be a couple hundred dollars, maybe one way or the other. So it wouldn't be a big structural change to the budget we're looking at here, but.
And who is that? Your
the Vermont Department of Libraries.
Okay.
But yeah, it was. Before we were automated, our books just never got mailed out to anybody. And that's when the Department of Libraries was actually giving us money for postage. And then the year that we automated and were fully alive, that's when they shifted everything. That's very good.
What is it called? What's a letter cost these days?
A letter is 74 cents.
Okay. Just thinking also about our, if we do a self-addressed stamp envelope, if we have, say, 40 people on the list, that would be on
$74 cents. So our books now are, most of our books mail at 470, well, 475. It's almost $5 a pop.
Wow.
There are times now when, you know, when somebody comes in and they want like what would have been like a bestseller from a handful of years ago, it's cheaper for us to buy a used book from Better World Books and have them ship it to us for free than it is to pay another library to mail it to us.
It's amazing.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, it looks good. Obviously.
I mean, you were saying level, it's not level. We're up about 800.
That's right, the so. Salaries.
Okay. Yes. But in terms of, you know,
let's see.
This is
technically fine. Yeah, this is sort of starting.
Yeah, this is just the initial conversation. To get some feedback, and again, just having time. If it did feel like there was something the board was really hoping to see, or really hoping to have occur in FY27, you know, now is the time to start working that way.
And We're not going to see any jumps in things like insurance or anything because of our flood.
Get something from Tammy that will tell us, but not for a while.
The insurance hasn't been anything that's fluctuated too much. Utilities here and there, but.
Did you say you put solar panels on?
No, the town did on their the fire department.
Okay.
And it's not going to be a lot, but that is supposed to offset, I mean, like all the buildings.
No, I was going to say that solar panels make a huge difference when you don't have any utility bills.
Unless I'm wrong, postage for mailing that we talk about would cost about $60 for that mailing.
Using their PO box, it has a PO box number, right?
PO box, yeah. What's the problem?
Okay, well, it seems like a good start. So we'll look for the next round at the next meeting.
That's right. This didn't have the miscellaneous income from the project fund.
Yeah, no, this. Yeah. Pared it down pretty hard, but yeah, we just have to fit on the page.
Well, I'm trying to. Well, there's a line there for it, but it's empty. And when I got that set, I can turn on that. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Any other discussion? Can we jump on to Christmas gift giving discussion?
Yeah. Again, it's on here a month earlier than it was supposed to have been. But as we all know from last year, the process is very different. So I figured it made sense. You know, start the planning earlier. If we were thinking about making that happen again this year, we'll have to, love some way to do it.
Remind me how it went last year. Was somebody locating the family?
I think it was whatever the Roxbury Rising group people were. But I'm not sure. What did we?
There was a little bit of kind of mix up. I don't know about mix up, but I think there was sort of overlap. And I don't think anyone in Roxbury Rising knew that this is what the library does every year. And so they were planning on doing things. And I reached out to them because I thought they would have a better sense of what some of the needs were. And it ended up being that the needs were more like a gift card to get groceries or to do specific shopping. And so it took what some of you have said is the fun part about this, which is going out shopping. And it became less personal that way. So what I'm hearing is that there are some really essential needs in the community of some families. And so I'm happy to try to coordinate with them and find out a little bit more. But I guess I want to hear from you all what, you know, what role you want the library to play in all of that.
I don't remember last year. So if one of us gave something, how was it delivered, or who gave, or who?
I ended up giving Kristen the gift cards inside of the library note card that said, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays or whatever. And she delivered it to the families ahead of like a week before the end of the holidays. So,
Did the families know that some of what she was giving them was coming from the
it
library?
all came from the library.
Oh, okay.
She just had the personal connection that
Oh.
none of us had.
Yeah.
And
Right.
So I was pretty sure we've, as far as I know, we've never directly provided it to the person in need or the family or the kid or whatever. It's always been the intermediary. That's how it was last year too, but
Yeah.
I could remember
Middle school.
yeah, what how it shook out with Kristen and Hannah. But
So that was, that's how it worked this year, and I'm happy to reach out to them again and find out if there's a need and if, but I guess what I want to know is like how do people feel about that process? And is this something we want to keep doing? Is this something that I mean, I will say that a group of people from both Roxbury Rising and Roxbury Roots organized a food, basically like a food drive last week when people lost their SNAP benefits, and created grocery bags that got sent home with families. So,
That's that old word.
it got there was a I think it was surreptitiously handed off at Bridges.
How did they locate the families then?
Again, these are connections I do not have.
Okay.
So they were identified as, and there was a list of the families in particular who really rely on those benefits. And so there was a group that created
Who knows?
a week's worth of groceries. And so there was talk of, and it was in coordination with food that Roots had donated to the food shelf. So there was, some moving of food from various freezers. And anyway, the long and short of it is I feel like that those Roxbury Rising as a community group has a sense of what some of those needs are. And the sense I fear is that the needs are more essential, like food and warm clothes and warm blankets and things like that. Like it's that level of need. So,
Yeah.
and if money were sent, well, you can't place them to them, please.
Well, I don't know if it's money that's so much as
Well, but
Again, I haven't reached out to them this year, so I guess, but I do know there's an effort to get
So I've been talking with Hannah some
turkeys to
about some
plant.
stuff going on. I could reach out, let her know that the board's potentially interested in trying to do something again if that's the case, and just seeing
Yeah.
what they do or don't have kind of on the stove.
Anyway, so that's so I guess that's sort of where we're at. If we want to do something like that again and try to coordinate it, or if we want to go out and ch shop for folks, then we would need a list of what we actually need.
So that I'm going to speak for myself alone. I suppose it's a little bit, it would be self-indulgent. I mean, that would for me to, oh, I want to pick presents for children, and but which is fun, but I think just where the need is. I mean,
Yeah, you need to
I
sort of identify
you know, and
what
I
the need is most for
yeah,
which
just
food.
come back and tell us.
Tell
You'd
us,
like
but
gift cards to what?
yeah, most
The
people to be part of it work
grocery
for
store,
you.
Walmart, whatever, you know.
So I can contact Roxbury Rising. And sounds like Ryan, you've been in touch as well. Do you want to coordinate that?
That's fine. I think I have an email in the inbox to get back to Hannah so I can let them know that the board and the rest of it again and just see.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a great plan, and I'm just going back to this.
Great.
Okay. Anything else? Next meeting, the 11th of December. Same time, same place. Turning without further discussion. An hour earlier than is on the agenda.